This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two, three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 766, entitled How to Confront a Feminazi. Description. This flyer advises young, budding, bi-conscious masculists on how to bite the fucking head off a monoconscious feminazi, haranguing her out of the room with verbally violent, ideologically hateful masculist rhetoric. It presents the main masculist arguments in a compact form, suitable to be used in such a masculist verbal attack. For itself. How to Confront a Feminazi by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Masculists have two main enemies, fluffies and monoconscious feminists. Masculists hate fluffies, that is, traditional women who expect to live off the money and labour of a man, thus manslaving him for decades, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, in the hated fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system. Masculists also hate monoconscious feminists, seeing them as hypocrites and geociders. Masculists see that gender oppression is a two-way street. That is, that women oppress men too. And in fact, far worse than vice versa, since women's many gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor gender crimes that men commit against women. And yet, feminists, monoconscious feminists, brackets, that is, the only gender politics they have heard of is feminist, so they only know half of the gender political story. They know nothing of masculist ideas, so are profoundly gender politically biased, those brackets. Feel they have the right to trash men publicly for the ways that men oppress women, making men's lives a misery. This flyer gives advice to men, especially young men, on how to confront a feminazi, that is, the type of feminist who is a particularly nasty, misandrist, pain-in-the-ass type of cunt, who feels she has the right to trash men due to her belief that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors, hence are the morally inferior sex who deserve to be trashed. Until the rise of masculist ideas, masculist rhetoric, men were intellectually weaponless in the face of fierce feminist, that's monoconscious feminist, attacks on men, so were unable to answer back, so usually just slunk away, feeling powerless to confront a feminist, particularly the nasty kind that the manosphere calls a feminazi. But then along came masculism, and that situation changed. Now, when a well-informed masculist, in brackets, a bi-conscious masculist, who by definition is as well-informed of masculist ideas as feminist ideas, is confronted with a real feminazi, he is now not only equipped with masculist ideas to answer back to her, but he can crush her with much more powerful masculist ideas, haranguing her out of the room with verbally violent, ideologically hateful masculist rhetoric, giving her such a nasty experience that she fears ever meeting a masculist again for the rest of her life, so tones down her feminazi misandry through fear that in the male group she is trashing, there might be a masculist or two who will bite her fucking head off. This flyer is about what a budding masculist can say to such a feminazi, providing ideas and words to him that will allow him to bite her fucking head off and stop her in her tracks, making her wonder, in quotes, in female voice,
Jesus, Who are these masculists who hate us so much? And what the hell are they talking about? Maybe I had better study up their ideas a bit, since I really don't want to be confronted by another one of those misogynist monsters again.
When millions of monoconscious feminists are thus confronted by millions of very angry, revenge-filled masculists, that will change the whole gender dynamics in society. Millions of feminists, monoconscious feminists, will start learning masculine ideas, which by definition will convert them towards bi-consciousness. They will learn, as the masculists say, that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that in reality women oppress men worse. So of course a bi-conscious masculist is going to see a male-thrashing monoconscious feminist as an utter hypocrite, a misandrist, and will be motivated to bite her fucking head off. And if he's a well-informed masculist who is articulate, he'll be quite capable of doing just that, and bites her fucking head off. So, if you're a budding masculist, and you are fed to the teeth with monoconscious, misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, and want to get your revenge on them for their decades of misandry, then here is some advice on how you can learn to bite their fucking heads off, forcing them to learn some masculism so that they become bi-conscious feminists and hence become a lot nicer to men by seeing how much worse women oppress men. The first advice is that before you can harangue a monoconscious feminazi out of the room, you need to become a bi-conscious masculist, and to do that, you need to learn both feminist and masculist ideas. You may ask, quote, why not just learn masculist ideas? Why bother with feminist ideas as well? The answer is that if some feminist whose head you're trying to bite off becomes convinced that you are largely clueless about how men oppress women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., then she will think you are biased, a monoconscious masculist who has no understanding of how men oppress women. Whereas if you can display a good knowledge of feminist ideas, then you will have a strong basis for comparison, to compare the relative strengths of the oppression of one sex against the other. So when you claim as a masculist, a bi-conscious masculist, that in fact women oppress men worse than vice versa, you will only be convincing with such a statement if you can convince the feminazi whose head you're trying to bite off that you can see clearly how much worse women oppress men by knowing how much men oppress women. Speaking generally, you can't compare A with B if you know nothing about B. So learn about B so you can say legitimately that A is worse than B. How to learn about masculism? Go to YouTube and type in the keywords masculist or masculism and start binge watching videos on the topic, picking up on the main ideas. You can also watch MGTOW, M-G-T-O-W, Men Going Their Own Way videos too. But be conscious that MGTOWs are not politically active. They are not fighters the way masculists are, who are out to change the gender political status quo rather than MGTOW style merely react towards it by avoiding it, by avoiding women, relationships, and certainly paternity, spending their money on themselves. Masculists certainly don't deny that MGTOWs are having a large effect on women by avoiding them, not even pumping and dumping them, in huge numbers now. But they are not educating women the way masculists are, who preach masculist ideas to women, to feminists, when these women harangue monoconscious feminists. Once you are well informed of masculist and MGTOW ideas, then get angry. See how hypocritical monoconscious feminists are towards men. See the injustice of it. Learn how horrible the gender criminal women are against men, with their manslavery, their divorce rape, their forced fathering, and the like. See how much worse these gender crimes by women against men are, and get angry at such women, motivating you to bite their fucking heads off. Then get out into the real world and start doing just that, watching their blood spurt from their necks as head after feminazi head is bitten off by you, forcing these women to learn some masculinism if they want to stay sane in the future rather than be verbally violently confronted with very angry masculinisted men whenever they have to deal with men. When these monoconscious feminists feel that nearly every man they come across has been masculinisted, then they will learn to shut up with their awful misandry and keep their monoconscious bigotries to themselves. This is the end of part one.